We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, this is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. And by OG&E, power at the speed of life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Well, happy Sunday, everybody. Cowboys are 2-0, and welcome to another edition of the Coach Gundy Radio Show. Glad you're with us. With our producer, Carsten Melton, I'm Dave Hunziker, and happy to talk about another OSU win, as last night the Cowboys defeated McNeese in front of a sellout crowd 56-14. The Pokes were up 28-0 over the visiting Cowboys at half and were never really threatened, although the first quarter was relatively competitive. Next up, the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. Road game in Tulsa next Saturday afternoon at 2:30. Tulsa with a nice win on the road at San Jose State, 34-16. We'll see what Coach Gundy has to say, but there have been some really nice reviews of Tulsa's defense. And last night, for example, at San Jose, they held San Jose to just 115 yards. And they were pretty stout, even though they lost at Michigan State in week one. So I think we could make at least an assumption that Tulsa defensively will be the best defense that Oklahoma State has seen up to this point. We'll see. And by the way, in case you missed it, wondering, well, what Oregon State do last night, who the Cowboys beat in week one? Oregon State lost at Hawaii 31-28. The Beavers were up 28-14 at half, did not score in the second half. Oregon State on 4th and 6 at their own 34 with about 4 minutes left to play, tried to fake a punt. They didn't get it. A couple of first downs later, Hawaii was kicking the game-winning field goal, and Oregon State gives up a 2-touchdown lead and loses on the road at Hawaii. So just to kind of keep you informed as to what the week one opponent did. And in the Big 12 last night, now it's an interesting night, but tough night for a couple of teams for sure. Kansas losing at home to Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers, and of course Texas losing at home to LSU in Austin. Outside of that, there were some nice Big 12 performances, and One team I think we need to keep a close eye on, and we'll learn more next week, is Kansas State. Two impressive wins over teams that they should have beaten, but they've dominated those two teams. They are at Mississippi State next Saturday. We'll find out a lot more about K-State in that game. And Kansas State, of course, is Oklahoma State's next home game, which is coming up just under 3 weeks from now. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, who will be joining us here tonight, there are a couple of ways you can send those to us. You can send it to my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. We're at Slim Chickens, just north of Boone Pickens Stadium. We'll take a break, come back, and Coach Gundy will be here shortly. It's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
I believe in public education, but my children have some needs that just can't be met by our local school. But I found Epic. It's a free public school that blends online learning with face-to-face instruction. It's flexible, safe, and my kids can learn at their own pace. They have access to free counseling if they need it, and Epic doesn't give up on any student. Epic teachers are awesome. Maybe it's because Epic offers the highest teacher pay in the state. I love Epic, but better yet, my kids love Epic.
Real stories from EpicCharterSchools.org.
At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm-fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience, so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
Bob Moore Kia, Buick GMC, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are not just fans of OSU Cowboys. We are as devoted and loyal to them as generations of Polk fans have been. The same way that generations of Oklahomans have relied on the Bob Moore brand. Whether it's a new, pre-owned, or certified, we have the vehicles Cowboy fans are searching for. We are committed to the orange and black, and we are committed to you. Respectfully, Bob Moore, proud partner of your OSU Cowboys.
So there I am, just minding my own business, and I get an alert from my bank. I supposedly bought a new couch. At first, I thought my husband bought it, but then I looked it up. It was beautiful, and I was horrified. There's no way my husband bought it.
At Bank of Oklahoma, we help make sure the only one spending your money is you with mobile alerts. Number 62 of our 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on tools that will get you there. Right now, save $60 on the powerful MS-250 chainsaw. Real Steel. Find yours. Find a dealer at stihldealers.com. Offer valid through November 30th, 2019 at participating dealers while supplies last. See dealer for details. All prices CDBM SRP.
For nearly a decade, OG&E has committed over $1 million in scholarships to the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, ensuring tomorrow's workforce. From internships to job opportunities, OG&E is proud of our partnership with Oklahoma State University. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home.
Well, Welcome back. Slim Chickens, our location, as always, for the Coach Gundy radio show tonight. If you have a question for the Cowboy head coach, you can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline, or text line, rather, 405-747-0338. Coach Gundy is with us now, and Coach, just some thoughts on the game last night.
Well, one, I was glad we won. We came out a little flat. We practiced well this week, and I thought I did a decent job of trying to get them to a level that they needed to play at, like we did at Oregon last week. But we sure didn't. We were very average up front in this game. Guys that played well against better opponents in Oregon didn't play as well. And we put the ball on the ground twice. And when, you know, we can't do those things in order to be successful as we move forward. And that frustrated me. Now, I had mentioned at halftime the penalties, but then when I looked at the tape, we had most of them were procedure penalties. And then we had one hands to the face by a nose guard. That we were able to look at, and he's got to get his hands under his pads. And then Dylan Galloway got beat up field on a rush, and he reached and got lazy and grabbed the guy's face mask. So those two penalties were the kind of things that haunted me last year. The other ones were all we had a couple procedure penalties. One was actually by a wideout. Right. So what it looked like worse, that they were only – I think we only had like 45 yards in penalties or something.
Yeah,
right?
So that's 5 for 29 in the box score.
Yeah, so 29 yards. So I guess I was just seeing it differently. That's actually a pretty good night. But if you take away those two, the being lazy and putting your hand, grabbing the face mask and the hands to the face, we had an excellent night. So that wasn't quite as bad as what I thought it was. But I was very disappointed in the first half with the way we came out and played offensively. Defensively, we did our job, and for the most part dominated. They made a play in the third quarter on a quarterback draw where one of our linebackers got out of his gap on a blitz, and then we missed two tackles. With the exception of that, we tackled really well again, so that was encouraging. But in the third quarter, we came out and played well and took control of the game and stopped them, went scored and stopped them a couple times and scored again. And then we were able to get a number of young men in the game, which was awesome. I think everybody got in the game for the most part and got some quality reps, you know, all those other guys that mom and dads got to see them play, and that's pretty cool. So I've met with them already tonight, and they're with their position coaches right now, and so we're trying to get them refocused, you know, for this game. But special teams wise, we were good. Our coverage units were good. Our protections were good. We didn't get a chance to return a kick. They had a really good kicker and punter. They were really good, and so they didn't give us much of an opportunity. Stoner should have caught one of the punts. He was at 45 yards. He should have been at 40, and the ball landed at 36 yards. It was an easy catch for him, and we lost 23 yards on that.
Yeah.
Ball landed. I mean, it seemed like every time we got the ball, we were inside our 10-yard line, which was pretty much true. But he should have run up and caught that one punt. The other ones, that guy downed us inside the 10-yard line. Like three or four times.
He did that in the first game for him too.
Yeah, and one time, Harper, the freshman, he backed all the way up to the 5-yard line and caught it.
Yeah.
And you know, he just trying to catch the ball, and that's how you learn. You know, that's why you put him in there. His heels were at 8 yards, and he said, "I didn't even know I was going backwards." He probably didn't.
Youth.
And so it's all. I mean, that's how you learn, and that's why you put him in there. And I think he can be a decent punt returner someday. So he's only going to learn by making those mistakes. And at that point, it didn't matter. But it kind of made it look worse because then here we are starting on. I think one time on the he did it and on about the 6, and the other time on about the 4. So those are things we need to keep working on. But we're back at it. We'll work out tonight. We'll go back and prep practice tonight and get them going and get started on Tulsa. And we'll need a good week of practice. And for the most part, I think we're fairly healthy. I don't know that anybody would have had gotten injured and not be able to compete in this game. I'll find out more tomorrow afternoon. But overall, I think we came out pretty healthy.
Yeah, you look at their first six possessions. You started at your own 13, your own 5, your own 27, then your own 9, your own 9, and your own 9.
Right. So, I mean,
but you still got 28 points on the board.
Yeah, defense scored, obviously. They did a good job of disguising on the first series, and the quarterback thought we were in soft coverage, and we rolled up and played cover two in the, and, to the field, and they threw it right to him. Overall, we really had the game in control about midway through the second quarter, but it wasn't as clean as what I would have wanted it to be, like it was in Oregon. And I told the team that, and it's as much as coaches, it's everybody, it's myself. I mean, I don't have an answer for why that happens. Sometimes I wish I did, but they were just flat, and then we got after them a little bit, and they came out in the third quarter and just started to dominate the game.
How'd you feel Spencer Sanders play?
He played fine. He wasn't as sharp on his throws as he was at Oregon State. He missed I think he missed three throws that he had would have hit up there. But overall, he was effective. I mean, he rushes the ball, and he makes plays on scrambling ability, and then he was able to get the ball to Tylen. I mean, the way they were playing, they're in the quarters and they're low safeties, so it's basically man coverage on the outside. There's not a lot of places to rush the football. There was three times we had everything blocked, and the safety made the play at 4 yards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you throw passes, and that's what you do. And if they play like that on the edge and you can't make a tackle, it turns into a big play, and that's what happened.
Yeah, so,
it's
exactly
just
what happened.
Kind of the way the game's played.
You made the comment in the postgame last night that we've seen a lot of the quick passing game out to the perimeter so far this year, but you talked about Spencer Sanders and the unique ability he has that makes that even more effective, some of the skills he has that make that play work even better.
He's a really good double play guy. I call him a double play guy that can take that snap and flip it out there like you're turning a double play from shortstop or second base, and he can do it accurate. And so that way the receiver doesn't have to stop and change direction. And up until this point, he's been very accurate at it, which is a good weapon for us because we have really good skill and quick guys on the perimeter that can get up the field. And Casey does a nice job with them blocking. So it gives us a chance to be successful.
Chuba Hubbard, you mentioned how they were playing to stop the run. 8 carries for 44 yards, 5.5 yard average, had a touchdown, but were you happy, and this is going to sound strange, but were you happy that you were able to limit him to only 8 carries? He had 34 carries, or rather 26 carries, in the game against Oregon State, only 8 against McNeese, but you probably preferred it that way, or no?
Well, not really. I mean, we took him out for a while because he put the ball on the ground.
Well, true.
And so that's why he was out of the game. And he needs for his development, he needs about a minimum of 15 carries a game, and there's going to be times where he's going to carry it 22 or 25 times a game. But, he put the ball on the ground, and that's the way you get beat. Undisciplined penalties and turnovers is how we lose games. So the only punishment we have for that is you come out of the game. And then, same thing with Stoner. I mean, Stoner's on the sidelines, and he let that guy – he had good ball security. He just relaxed because he was close to the sidelines, and he let that guy rip the ball out. You know, we're getting ready to have 1st and 10 at the 40, and instead they get 1st and 10 at the 40 going the other way. So those two things we have to eliminate, and that would have given Chuba probably at least his 15 carries. Chances are he was going to break one eventually. Those safeties were so low, they were going to miss him.
Yeah.
And when they do, he's going to score. But he didn't get that opportunity because he missed a lot of his carries because he put the ball on the ground.
How did you feel about finding a backup tailback? Do you feel like you moved that cause along last night, or maybe not?
I think we got a group of guys that are there. I don't think any one of them has taken off. I think we can trust two or three of those guys to do different things. We got some work back there. 26 has got a little bit of a quad strain. He played, but he's not full speed. I'm hoping he'll be full speed by the middle to the end of the week. LD did okay, but he didn't do anything for me to just say all of a sudden you're the backup guy and we're going to give you all the reps. He gets it that way in practice, but none of them separated themselves from a running standpoint.
Drew Brown came in and got to see some extensive work, went 7 of 10, threw for 142 yards. How did you evaluate what he was able to do?
I thought he played well. We left the first offensive line in with him for a couple series so he could get some quality reps with those guys that understood and knew what to do. And he had the younger, the two wide receivers in there, most of those guys know what they're doing. So that allowed him to function in a manner that gave him a chance to have success, and he did. Now, once we got past that, we started putting a lot of different guys in. Not an easy way for a quarterback to have success. You're mixing and matching here and there. So for what we asked him to do, when we had guys on the field that were squared away with what they should try to accomplish, he played very well, and it was a good start for him. It was nice he could come in, and he ended up getting, he had two touchdowns, I guess, and had some nice throws. So it was beneficial to get him in the game.
You were able to break some, as we talked about, some of those screen passes, went for touchdowns. Guys made lots of yards after the catch. You looked fast. Now, that's relative to the opponent you're playing, but through two games, do you feel like your team speed is above average? Do you really have a total gauge on that yet? Because watching the games and what's happened, it looks that way. What do you think is reality?
I think so. I mean, two can run. Our wideouts can run. Eight can run. 35 is deceivingly fast. He took such big strides, CJ. Spencer obviously can run. So, I think when you look at where we're at with the mature corners that we have, Malcolm's at linebacker, he's a little undersized, but he's fast for that position. 94, the freshman, when he's in there, he can run. So I think our overall team speed would be above average. We'll as we progress through, this team will be more athletic and faster than what we've seen. And so it'll be a little better, a barometer for kind of where we're at with our team speed and everything overall for the most part. I think they're fun. They played well out there last night on the West Coast. Their offense got going a little bit, and, they're running the Baylor concept. I mean, it's the same schemes. The thought process is the same as what you saw last night, just a little different, but kind of the same concepts. And then defensively, it'll be the best team we play. Clearly, they've played really well in defense. They stuffed Michigan State. Michigan State hit a few plays on them, but overall they stuffed them. And then San Jose, I think, had 140 yards or something. They didn't do much on them at all. So this will be the best defense that we faced. And they're good at what they do. They're of the Iowa State philosophy for the most part, and they're trying to play the same way. Playing a little more man and pressuring a little bit more than what they do, but the concepts and the way it's all drawn out is very similar.
That's Cowboy head coach Mike Gundy. If you have a question for him, there's two ways you can send it to us, either via my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line at 405-747-0338. Back with more after this. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens and Learfield IMG College.
Are you tired of calling your pharmacy to see if your prescriptions are ready? At Charlie's Discount Drug, our customers can receive a text message, an email, or even a phone call from one of our staff informing them when their prescriptions are ready. Call Charlie's Discount Drug at 624-3535 for more information or sign up today at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
If your air conditioner sounds like boom, 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 you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
clunk, 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 clunk?
Clunk, 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 clunk.
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage. Are you always in a rush with less and less free time? At First National Bank and Trust Company, we value our customers' busy schedules. From free mobile deposit to free bill pay, First National Bank is there to make life easier. First National Bank and Trust Company, your first choice in banking, with branches located in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Cordell, and Hinton. Go Pokes! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey parents, have you signed your kids up for the Pistol Pete's Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club, designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $30, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, have exclusive access to parties with the athletes, and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Go Pokes!
No matter what you need to keep your home cool and comfortable, TempStar has it. From complete heating and cooling systems to the latest in Wi-Fi capable thermostats, we have everything you need to stay comfortable. That's why you should make TempStar your first choice for all of your cooling needs. Visit TempStar online at TempStar.com to find a dealer near you. TempStar, quality you can feel.
Oakley Fence is proud to celebrate 50 years of building quality fence and security throughout North Central and Central Oklahoma. We install fence for all needs, such as wood privacy, ornamental iron, and chain link, as well as gates and operators. Oakley fences are handcrafted from the ground up with attention to every detail. Put the same fence on your property that you see across the OSU campus. Trust Oakley Fence. Oakley Fence, the fence professionals in North Central and Central Oklahoma for the last 50 years. We continue from Slim Chickens on the Coach Gundy Radio Show. Glad you're with us tonight. We get ready for Tulsa on Saturday. It's a 2:30 kickoff, and pregame coverage starts at 12:30. I have a question that's coming on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line. I'm just curious, are there enough group of five teams to play instead of playing the FCS teams and the games get lopsided? So it's a scheduling question, I guess.
Meaning like last night?
Yeah, basically wondering why you wouldn't play an FBS instead of an FCS.
Yeah, there's so many. It would take a long time to get into all that, and it's very confusing. You know, it's kind of the best way to describe it. It's almost like the food chain. You know, if you take something out of the food chain, then it can be a ripple effect for a lot of different animals. Well, it's the same thing with scheduling. We play 9 conference games, and then we also have the chance to play a championship game. So we could play 10 competitive games a year. And if you schedule Power Fives outside of that, then you're obviously playing more than that. So you have the health of your team. You have smaller schools like the ones that we're playing that rely on us for budget purposes.
Yeah.
You have academic issues with like when we played Oregon State last week, they weren't even in school.
They're not in school till the end of September.
Right.
Oregon State.
So that's an advantage for them. People don't think of that. So we were in school for over 2 weeks. So. They're not even in school, so they have all day to meet with their team in preparation for us. And so you have to be careful about scheduling teams like that.
Pac-12.
Right, and so there's just so many things. But long story short, you know, the pattern that we're in right now and our plan, the way we're doing it, in my opinion, is what's best for Oklahoma State. And in most cases, financially, it plays a big role as well. So teams like, I'm trying to think of what level to put it at, like La Tech, Monroe.
Southern Miss, maybe, to some extent.
Well, they're getting $1.5-2 million a game.
Yep.
Okay, so those are the games that most people, I should say most administrations would want to schedule, in that it's good for the team, it's good for the crowd, and it works. But it doesn't work financially.
Nope.
I mean, some schools can do that. They can pay two teams, you know, $3.5-4 million to come play. Oklahoma State can't do that. So people just think you can just schedule who you want. And then the other issue is, because I get this question a lot, they don't understand. We're already scheduled through 29. And we're talking right now, there's teams that we're scheduling for 31 and 32. And if you're not, if you're not seven, eight years out in advance, you're not going to find any games. It's extremely difficult. And these teams are gotten smarter, like the teams I was just talking about, you know, maybe North Texas or Monroe or somebody. They used to play for $400,000 or $500,000.
Right.
Well, they got smart and realized that they were in demand, and so they said, "Well, I'm not even touching it for less than $1.5 million." And that's what you run into, much less travel. So that's a long answer for what we're doing. We think is best for our team and for our administration financially, and for the way that scheduling takes place. And we can't change. Like when we schedule games, we don't have any idea what those teams are going to be. Like, we're scheduling 31 right now. I don't know how good those teams will be or not in 31. So it's a lot more confusing, and there's more variables involved than what people realize. You don't just go pick a team out and play.
Well, like when you scheduled Oregon State, I don't remember when that went on the books, but that's when I think Coach Riley was there 8-9 years ago. They were good.
Mm-hmm.
They were really good.
That's exactly right.
You know,
sure.
So you're thinking, hey, that's going to be a tough game. You know, mm-hmm. that could be a really good game, mm-hmm. and there's nothing wrong with it. But they aren't that. I mean, so heck, you don't know. I mean, even 6-7 years out, you don't know.
Don't have any idea. So, and it's not just, I mean, we don't like to play certain games either, but we have to do it based on financial situations and opportunities to play others. So a lot of times, the head coach and athletic director doesn't make all the decisions on scheduling. It's kind of what's out there and what's left, and then you do the best you can to keep people happy. And you're talking about home, and nobody will play 2-for-1 anymore.
So you're having a hard time getting those?
You can't get 2-for-1s.
Really?
No. You can't get – they get too much money. So if you want to buy a 2-for-1 with a school that people would be happy with, and I'm just going to throw a number out there. You're probably talking $2 million a year, $2 million a game.
Wow. I didn't realize the 2-for-1s were gone.
Well, there's not many of them out there unless you've got a lot of money.
Wow.
So.
And it makes it hard. And that's the thing, too, is, you know, and that's where there's some challenges. Let's say you're in a situation where you're competing to go to the playoff. Well, you don't necessarily have the means to go pay an FBS team $1.5 million, so you play an FCS.
Mm-hmm.
Then another school who has those means competing for that same spot may be able to pay that $1.5 million.
Right.
So suddenly their strength of schedule is better.
Right.
Well, that's really not fair when you stop thinking about it. It's just not.
So what we do is we say, look, we need to win our conference, and we have a goal to win our conference. And if we win our conference, history will tell you, you have a good chance of making the playoff if you win your conference, because the team that has won our conference the last couple of years has lost games and still gotten in. And so that's the only part we can control. And people can, you know, can disagree with the administration or what I think about scheduling, but until you sit down and look at all the factors that are involved, you realize it's an extremely difficult process.
So what would you say if someone said, expand the playoff to 8, but cut back the regular season to 11?
They won't do it because they're making too many. You know, they went to 12 because they're making money on home games.
Right.
So, you know, you're just robbing one to pay the other. So you're going to take away a home game, so you're going to take away that money. And then you expand the playoff. And so what happens, it becomes a business decision. There's going to be 4 teams make that playoff, and then there's going to be 126 that don't get the 12th game.
True. And
so,
I guess the point would be too many people vote no. Well, and I guess the thing would be, though, if you're buying an FCS team for $500,000 and you're not selling a lot of individual game tickets, then it's probably not a super – maybe it's – I don't know. I don't know what the numbers are. I don't know if it's a profitable game or not. But you're right. The thing is, you get 8 in – and then everybody else loses the game. That's probably not real popular.
And just what you're saying are all the things that get talked about over and over and over and over, and everybody tries to squeeze the numbers and see what's most beneficial and so on and so forth, and that's what happens, just the conversations you're having. And the issue you have is there's not enough teams to play based on the amount of money that certain teams don't have to play those teams.
Yeah.
That's what comes
And then
after.
Everything really just kind of gets out of whack from there in terms of equality and fairness and things of that nature. It's it's an interesting topic, and if you really want to, you can read and read and read lots of different things that have been written about it. As the official grocery partner for OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks that make your game day one to remember. That's Homeland. Back with more after this. Live from Slim Chickens at Stillwater, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
My son struggled at school for years. He's not like other kids. He was severely bullied. As a parent, you feel hopeless, but giving up was never an option. We needed a public school that's different. We chose Epic. Epic's flexible learning model allows Kenneth to get the education he deserves. He can do his classwork at home where he feels safe and encouraged. Kenneth's a different kind of kid now, thanks to a different kind of school.
I'm so glad we chose Epic.
Real stories from EpicCharterSchools.org.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
Game season is here. Let Slim Chickens cater your tailgate for the ultimate win. Chicken tenders, buffalo wings, and more are sure to score points with your biggest fans, and we deliver, making it that much easier to feed your crowd. Place your order through our Slim Chickens app to earn big. The bigger the order, the bigger the reward. Now with 7 locations in Oklahoma and concessions inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Visit us at slimchickens.com to find the location nearest you. Slim Chickens is a proud supporter of OSU Athletics. Slim Chickens. Fresh. Delicious. Chicken.
Cowboys fans, a winning team is built on relationships and trust. Every member of the team has to deliver. At Medica Health Plans, we understand. We know how much your family counts on your health insurance, and we work hard to keep your plan working for you each and every day. When you call us, we're listening. We hear you. We understand. And when you carry a Medica member card, you can be assured we've got you covered. Medica Health Plans.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Big 12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio from experts like Gabe Eichert and me, Holly Rowe, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home. And take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big12SXM.
Hey, Cowboys fans, pay with Pete this football season with the OSU Rewards Credit Card from MidFirst Bank. With the OSU Rewards Credit Card, you can earn rewards and enjoy a variety of benefits while showing your Cowboys spirit every day. Plus, a percentage of each purchase with your card supports the OSU Alumni Association. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/cowboys for more information. MidFirst is proud to be an official partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
We continue from Slim Chickens on the Coach Gundy Radio Show. We're glad you're spending your Sunday evening with us. By the way, Blake Jarwin, in case you missed it, had a touchdown for the Dallas Cowboys today. He's off to another great start. Great story that is, huh?
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think Witten's back now, right?
He is.
And they're playing both of them. So walked on here from Tuttle America and ended up getting a scholarship and basically a three-year starter. And now he's two-year starter in the NFL.
Yeah, you know,
having a lot of success.
It's funny. I remember when he moved over to become, for lack of a better description, part of the travel squad. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, it was before Tech in 2013. It's the only time in all my years working with your operations director, Mac Butler, that he has told me to put somebody on my chart. He says, "You see that guy right there?" He said, "That's Jarwin." I said, "Yeah, he's from Tuttle or something." I didn't know. See, I'll confess, I didn't know who he was. He said, you better put him on your chart. He's going to start playing. He's going to be good.
Yeah.
And it turned out, yep, glad I put him on there because he started playing. And a few weeks later against Baylor, he had a couple big catches, if I remember right,
in
2013.
Right. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, good guy. Interesting, we were talking to Sean Gleason this week, and I'm curious to ask you this. For Spencer Sanders as a young quarterback, what is the balance between gaining experience, seeing more, and getting better versus the challenge of defenses seeing him, getting a feel for what you're doing offensively, and trying to do things to make him uncomfortable? What's that balance like typically?
Are you talking I'm not really.
So Spencer's going to get better because of experience.
Okay.
But defenses are going to figure him out and try to scheme against him. So how does that balance out? I should have made it an easier question.
No, you're right. Oregon State didn't know much about him at all. And then obviously the last team did. So they'll start spying him some, in my opinion, in pass rush. Now, you know, that can work for us, an advantage for us. That's one less guy rushing the quarterback. But what they're going to say is we're not going to just take off and let him run down the field. And on read zones, they should start staying backside a little bit. So they'll start to figure him out some. And that's why you still have to have a firm running game without him being involved. And we consistently work on that. And as he progresses and understands and is developing in the passing game, like we've done with the other guys we've
sure.
had here. So, you know, you just kind of do a little bit more each week, and then you can't do a lot because, you don't want to overload him.
Of course.
So it's just a kind of a slow process, and they're trying to get him figured out, and we're trying to keep him from figuring him out.
Yeah, of course. It's the old cat-mouse game that you talk mm-hmm. about all the time. But I would wager, I guess, that because he's a runner and because of you're talking about spying him, how that to one extent ties the defense's hands, that allows him a little bit easier to transition in terms of managing the game versus a non-running quarterback like Mason. In other words, nothing else he can take off. They've got to have a spy on him. I mean, that helps, doesn't it?
Well, there's no doubt. There's no question at all that it helps just based on they don't really have a guy for the quarterback. So people say, oh, just spy him. Well, that's one less guy either rushing him or covering the pass. So it's not as easy as you think. And, you know, we're faced with it when you start thinking about the guys in this league.
Yeah.
Okay, just about everybody's quarterback in this league can run some for the most part. So, yeah, you've got that issue. And with him, he certainly is run effective enough to where they have to deal with that. And that does help because – we all know this. Sometimes plays break down, and the quarterback just takes off and runs.
Sure. And sometimes runs for a long way. Okay, so 2 days ago among our crew and former players and such, we got into a text discussion about turnovers. One of the points of emphasis this week was forcing more turnovers, and you mm-hmm. got two, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. What I found was this. So I went back all the way to 2013 and looked at the number of turnovers lost across the board in major college football. 2013, that number was 2,717. And you see a downward trend all the way to last year. Even though I think there are more 1A teams than what there used to be, that number dropped to 2,470, almost a 10% drop. So and the next thing you know, everybody's got a theory on it. So I'm curious, any thoughts on why turnovers would be down? One thought we had was spread offenses. Just by nature, the ball gets out fast. Everybody's spread out. There aren't many guys at the point of attack. I mean, what dynamics do you see that could play a role in that? Because 10% over 6 years, that's enough, I think, to at least get your attention.
I think there's a couple things. First being spread offense. There's not as many collisions with the backs. It's more in the open field. The second thing is I think offensive coaches are spending more time teaching it and trying to prevent it from happening. For years, after practice, we didn't have a turnover drill where we worked on taking care of the ball. Now we do. And so those two things have made the biggest difference, in my opinion. And people just making a point of it, of taking care of the football, and the collisions that aren't taking place inside the hash marks would have to be the two biggest factors, in my opinion.
You know, Robert threw out an interesting thought, too. Yeah. The way that now the game has been, for lack of a better term, cleaned up with targeting coming involved. You know, he made the point, you know, some of the hits that would cause turnovers in the past, you get ejected for them now. So maybe that's played some small role.
You know what? There's no question. I guarantee you that's a factor. I didn't even think about that. But you don't see those plays anymore. So I would say that's another factor.
It was a fascinating number.
No doubt.
Out of curiosity, yeah. I just went back and looked it up just to see. And I have to admit, I was surprised that the drop-off was as significant as it was. So then you start trying to figure out why, and then everybody chimed in with lots of different opinions.
And, you know, the other thing is there's way more plays.
That's true. I hadn't thought about that.
So that would make those numbers even bigger.
I had not even thought about it. That's a good point.
There's probably...
You might be talking 15, 20%.
30 more plays a game with when you add the two offenses together. So, you know, a lot of times we're at 80 plays a game, sometimes 100. We should never be at that.
Yeah.
It's 65. So I would guess from that year to this year, the average offensive plays per game on the two teams combined is probably at least 30 more plays. So those numbers would even go up.
Yeah, it's interesting. Just one of those things you get curious about and start checking to see how the numbers stack up. We'll take another break, come back with more live from Slim Chickens. It's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
USA!
Back at Slim Chickens on the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College. You have a question, just got a few minutes to get it in, either via text at 405-747-0338. That's the service of Academy Sports and Outdoors. Or you can send it to me on my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. I know you were asked in the postgame news conference last night about the receivers opposite Tylan Wallace, but Jordan McCray, four catches for 45 yards. And kind of your thoughts on his progress.
He's really improved over the last couple of weeks. We've talked about that. Going into the first game, I was concerned with that group over there that we could get the help that we needed to offset Tylan, for one, and then the weak side running game. And they've played well. They've been very effective. They've made catches at key times, and so we've got confidence in them. I'm pleased with their development over the last 2 weeks.
It sounds like Jordan McCray has had a really good attitude about things and has kind of come in and embraced the culture, and you know, obviously the rewards up to this point have been pretty good for him.
He's done really well since he showed up. He's been confident. As I mentioned to you, it took him a little time to get used to our tempo.
Yeah.
Even though they thought that they played fast, it was just different for us. And so once he's figured out our tempo and he's kind of caught his breath and now he can process information faster, he's really improved. And so I'm excited about him moving forward.
So with that thought in mind, when players are getting used to playing at the tempo you want to play, is the adjustment bigger for them physically or mentally?
Both.
Both.
Yeah. Physically is because what happens is the first thing when you get tired is you can't think. So they play fast and it's new for them and then they're trying to figure it out really fast and then they get tired and then it just snowballs on them. So it's really both of them. You have to be in really good shape. Then you have to be able to think quick and process information while everything's moving around at once. So I would say it's both areas.
You know, the last time we went to Tulsa, one of our fans has reminded me of this on our text line. It was 2011. Game finished about 3:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
Kicked off at 12:05 a.m.
I know.
That probably wasn't a good idea.
Well, and somebody said they're predicting rain Friday and Saturday and Sunday over there.
We could do it again.
I thought of that. I thought, boy, that was a late night. But somebody said they're talking about rain over there on the weekend. But regardless, it is what it is. But that was a very unusual time, no doubt.
What do you remember about it?
Well, first, we lost Glenn Spencer's wife.
Yes.
That one obviously was the one thing I remember in how it happened that night was very unusual. And then it never went away because we would get a lightning strike every so often, which made it 30 more minutes. And then we ran out of food. Then they were trying to make food for the players and get them fed. And you're in a really small, cramped locker room. And then they ran out of food. Then I think they had to eat twice because of how long the delay is. And even though it was years ago, I mean, for me, that's 9:30 for me. I need to be getting pretty close to bed, much less that time. I was tired in the second half at Oregon State. So
I get it.
But I do remember being out there. And the last thing that I'll bring up is they were still showing commercials, breaks, timeouts, TV breaks for a while. And I walked up to one of the officials and I said, do you really think at 2:43 in the morning anybody's even watching this, much less a commercial? And he said, they said this would be the last one. And I said, well, that's the best move y'all have made all night, because they were still having breaks, you know. So, but very unusual. I think it was the longest one ever, right?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Of course, they had a deal last night. Washington and Cal had a long delay. It took them half the night to get
Cal and Washington got beat.
They did.
Cal beat somebody them. Said Cal beat them by 1 point.
They did. Kicked a short field goal at the end of the game.
Wow.
To win. Yeah,
wow.
That was an interesting deal at Tulsa. I remember us doing the coaches show afterwards, which we used to do in those days. And the game was supposed to kick at 9. And when I came down to see you, the first thing you said to me was, no more 9 o'clock kickoffs.
No doubt.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I remember that vividly.
Yeah.
No more 9 o'clock kickoffs.
It's crazy, yeah. You know, and then I read this year where the Pac-12 was thinking about doing 9 a.m. kickoffs.
Yeah, boy. You're talking about what time would your pregame meal be? Like 4:30 in the morning?
7, 6, 5. Five-ish. So wake up would be 4:15. That's not even fair to the kids, you know?
Oh, that's brutal, isn't
it? Yeah, it's not even fair. That's what you do when you want to go bird hunting and then you choose to go bird hunting.
You not know? Play a game.
Yeah, and then when the alarm goes off, you have to think whether I actually really want to go hunting or not. But you have that choice, not getting up for pregame, that's for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like, based on what I've read, they're going to probably – there's a chance anyway there could be some of those games played. Oh. I think it'd be awfully hard.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Coach, we appreciate the visit as always. Hope it's a smooth week of practice, and looking forward to Saturday. We appreciate the time as always.
All right, thank you guys. I'll see you then.
That's Cowboy head coach Mike Gundy here at Slim Chickens. And a reminder, the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on OSU game day. Shop the largest, best selection of Oklahoma State clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location in the OSU Student Union or at any other 5 Boone Pickens Stadium locations, including the expansive West End Zone store. Or you can shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. Back with more after this. We'll wrap things up in a moment. From Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
We're saving your time.
Oklahoma is full of Cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home, Homeland.
For the Spelling Bee Championship, your final word is Schwabdog.
Schwabdog. Can you use it in a sentence?
While I was at the OSU game, I enjoyed a juicy, delicious all-beef Schwabdog, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Schwabdog. Isn't that two words?
Just spell it, kid.
S-C-H-A?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The correct spelling is, who cares how it's spelled? What matters is how it tastes. Hey, everybody, Schwabdog's on me!
Hello? Does this mean I win?
No!
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Are you having difficulties keeping track of your current medications? At Charlie's Discount Drug, we can help make your smartphone smarter with the RX Local app, access your medication list, and order refills quickly and conveniently. Another free service provided by Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree. Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back at Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show, wrapping things up on this Sunday night. Next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, make sure to visit Freddy's Frozen Custard at Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Smoky Pokey, and the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. And, of course, Slim Chickens, our host for the Coach Gundy Radio Show each Sunday here at 1011 North Boomer Road. If you have a big crowd going to gather to watch a game next Saturday at Tulsa, well, how about the OSU tailgate pack? That's a good idea. Reduce the stress. Even a home game, it's a great idea. To feed your clan on game day, 405-372-2326, 405-372-2326. For Slim Chickens, ask for their tailgate pack. And, of course, each Sunday, feel free to come here and join us for the Coach Gundy Radio Show right here at 1011 North Boomer Road. So, Saturday, it's Oklahoma State at Tulsa. Pre-game coverage starts at 12:30 here on the Cowboy Radio Network. And, of course, we'll have the Stonewolf Casino pregame show, the tailgate show with Adam Hildebrandt, Clint Schelf, and Dion Amati. They'll start things at 12:30. And then, of course, we'll take over at 1:30 from the stadium to get you ready for kickoff. And then, of course, it's into conference play with a road game at Texas. And then back home, only the second home game for Oklahoma State of the year will be conference game number 2 against Kansas State. And that'll be 2 weeks from Saturday. And as we mentioned, the last time the Cowboys went to Tulsa was that late night affair back in 2011. Oklahoma State won that game, won it big. Justin Gilbert had a kickoff return for a touchdown. It was a big night for Brandon Whedon, but whew, it was late. Thanks to Carson Melton, our producer engineer on site, and to you for listening. I'm Dave Hunziker. This has been the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Slim Chickens and Learfield IMG College.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E. Power at the speed of life. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.